The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, for the first time, a human-made spacecraft successfully reached and took measurements of another planet in the solar system as NASA's Mariner 2 swung by Venus. At a distance of 25,000 miles, Mariner 2 was able to detect the planet's blistering hot surface and poisonous atmosphere, but it wasn't equipped with cameras. NASA engineers were skeptical that Mariner would even survive the trip. And in 1972, Apollo astronauts left the moon for the last time, taking one last look at Earth's natural satellite from ground level.
Bob, this is Gene, and I'm on the surface. And as I take man's last step from the surface, back home for some time to come, but we believe not too long into the future, I'd like to just let what I believe history will record, that America's challenge of today has forged man's destiny of tomorrow. And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed the crew of Apollo 17.
In 2013, China ended a four-decade dry spell of exploring the moon's surface. Chang'e 3 was the first lunar landing mission launched from Earth since the 1970s, and it included a small rover, U-2. Actor Don Franklin, co-star of Sequest DSV and 7 Days, was born on this day in 1960. And born today in 1965, actor Ted Raimi, who also appeared on Sequest but is better known to Xena and Hercules fans as Joxer the Mighty.
You know, it's a dangerous town and it might not be safe.
You're right. Xena should go.
Why? You think I can't handle it? Hey, I'm the one who got us those goose eggs to begin with. I mean, if you want a big goose egg, I'm your man.
Comedian Miranda Hart was born today in 1972. Before landing her own hit sitcom, she was one of the stars of the BBC science fiction sitcom Hyperdrive. On this day in 1963, for the first time, the Doctor and his friends escaped to the TARDIS to set off on a new adventure.
Yes, it's matching up.
We're beginning to land.
Oh, how I wish.
Have you taken us back to our own time?
No, I can't do that. Please be reasonable.
What?
Please, you must take us back. You must.
You see, this isn't operating properly. Or rather, the code is still a secret. Feed it with the right data, precise information to a second of the beginning of a journey, and then we can fix a destination. But I had no data at my disposal.
You're saying that you don't know how to work this thing?
Well, of course I can't. I'm not a medical worker.
Something, Grandfather. We left the other place too quickly, that's all.
Just a minute. Did you try and take us back to our own time?
Well, I got you away from that other time, didn't I?
That isn't what I asked you.
It's the only way I can answer you, young man.
Part 4 of the first Doctor Who story brought the show closer to meeting its initial commitment to produce only 13 episodes, but the next 2 episodes would turn Doctor Who into a nationwide hit in the UK, transforming its future forever. In 1976, RCA got into the video game business, though it might have been a miscalculation. With keypad controls that were part of the console itself and black and white graphics, the RCA Studio 2 television programmer was already behind the times compared to the Fairchild Channel F. When Atari introduced the Atari VCS, it eliminated the Studio 2's market share completely. RCA would shut down Studio 2 production and programming and get back out of the video game business just 14 months later. In 1992, it was torture time for Captain Picard.
How many lights do you see there?
I see four lights.
No, there are five. You're quite sure?
There are four lights.
David Warner guest starred in Chain of Command Part 2 on Star Trek The Next Generation. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Seconds.
The average D, 20 seconds.
Ah, shoot.
Okay. Hey, let's get off. Forget the camera.
Ten seconds.
10 seconds.
Which
stage? Engine arm is that?
Okay, I'm going to get the pro.
99, proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Right away, Houston.
Vector good. Ag spot.
Take over. Roger, you have good thrust.
130 Houston, we're in the blind and we're go.
Roger, we'd like the AGS to auto. Challenger Houston, we'd like to terminate ascent feed now.
Okay. Hey Houston, 540 Challenger's coming through 52K and Pink says 126 on the A-stack, we're go.
Roger, Challenger, your trajectory is right on the money. Both systems are go. Okay, normal shutdown and normal trim procedures.
Roger, normal shutdown, normal trim. Looks like you've been flying well up there, partner. The spacecraft looks good.
You betcha.
Here we go.
A super flying machine. Looks kind of tinny to me.
Not going to have to do anything but thrust right into the... I might even get your roll angle zero for you by this maneuver. Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, I got her.
Should be looking. I'm looking right up your window.
Well,
I can see all your docking latches are right.
We got it,
capture. Motor free.
Good, start here, we're free. That looks good though, Ron, very good.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, Houston, we have capture.
Okay, you ready?
Roger.
And Houston, every latch is, worked perfectly.
The Logbook of the Escape Pod was created and produced by Earl Kane.